Fly Show Season 20, Episode 71. We here Fuckery Friday. How's everybody doing out there? It's good to be here. Happy to be here. Just another week of five shows done. You know, we're I think numbers are good because, you know, it really gives me a good it doesn't matter how many comment people do or how many emails I get or any type of messages, but I look at the numbers, and the numbers is, you know, they could be better, but, you know, I definitely think, considering my situation with my message, you know, it's really anti-establishment. You know, it's anti-counter narrative. You know, when we look at the social media apps, whether it be X, whether it be Facebook, whether it be Instagram, whether it be, you know, those type of apps, if we're opposing liberals or if we're opposing Jews, you know, this goes against the mainstream narrative. And, you know, so I mean, Rumble is in bed with Israel as well. I just want to put that out there. You know, Rumble is our main video source. You know, if you go to the website, the slideshow.com, you know, and you know, so I look at the shows where I don't talk anything about Jews or, you know, and it's crazy because this kind of just happened October 7th. You know, I mean, this is the split. You know, everybody was doing like right left shit, and we were opposing what liberals were doing. And, you know, when October 7th hit, it's like everything just changed up, you know, as far as everything. Because, and the reason why, it's not because I changed. I didn't change anything, bro. You know, I've been opposing the Zionist state of Israel for ever since I've been on this motherfucking thing. You know, so this is not like with me, like this is not new. You know, I mean, people have been, you know, hearing me talk about these things. You know, I mean, I had people tell me in like 2008, 2009, you know, when we started talking about Jews, you know, in Hollywood and music business, and, you know, we started talking about the devil worshiping that goes on and the cabal, and, you know, just like, you know, being free thinkers about it, because I am the original free thinker. You know, most of these people who talk about being free thinkers aren't even free thinkers. They're not. You know, I mean, you got fucking Greg Abbott, who is, you know, putting people away, you know, for opposing opposing the Jewish rhetoric, you know, and this is what we've talked about, is there is no right, there is no left, there's just the Jews who run society and their influence on people, whether it be the politicians, whether it be celebrities, whether it be Elon Musk, you know, and then there's everybody else. That's right. You know, 12 states in America right now that are ran by Republicans, red states, want to criminalize anti-Semitic speech, okay? Hate speech is not a crime, by the way. It's not. It's not a crime, but they want to. You know, they want to make it a speech. You know, they want to make it a crime because, and the reason why they want to make it a crime is because it goes against what their fucking situation is. And, you know, when we look at the politicians, whether it be Ted Cruz that wants to shut down TikTok because it promotes anti-Semitic speech, you know, these people aren't fucking like constitutionalists, bro. These people that talk about the Constitution, you know, to fit their narrative, fit their right-wing narrative, you know. And the thing about it is I agree with these people on other issues when it doesn't have to do with, you know, opposing the Zionist state of Israel. You know, I'll agree with Greg Abbott when, you know, when the whole situation happened at the border and, you know, but the fact is these people are all bought and paid, bro. You cannot reason with people who are bought and paid because their fucking whole situation has to fucking go in that direction. And, you know, I mean, you know, I mean, you know, you got Republicans that talk about China all the time, right? They talk about China. Well, that was like a huge part of the whole TikTok opposing. You know, they threw China out there. They always talk about China, China this, China that. They call Joe Biden China Joe, China, you know. And the reality is, you know, the people who are controlled in the right wing, you know, they don't give a fuck, bro. They just, a lot of people, what they do is, see, surface level voters what they do is they just follow, like, the popular narrative. See, it's popular to oppose Ukraine because, you know, people just feel like, you know, really what it is people don't believe in Christ. Okay, so I send this back to Christ. See, if you believe in something bigger than yourself, you know, if you believe in something bigger than yourself and you believe in, you know, a higher power such as Christ, you don't treat politicians, celebrities, athletes, people that are in public place, you know, public, you know, personas, you don't treat them like they're gods because you believe in Christ. You know, it's a normie, you know, when we talk about normieism, you know, normies, what do normies do? Normies follow trends. Normies follow the crowd. Normies follow, you know, propaganda. It's because they don't believe in anything, bro. So when you look at the hardcore MAGA people, no, they don't believe in Christ. You know, they don't believe in Christ. No, absolutely not. Because, you know, when Donald Trump gets on his True Social or, you know, I don't know, when he gets on, like, TV interviews and he tries to have justification why, you know, Republicans need to, oh, we need to bend our knee because we need to win elections. Okay, you do not believe in, well, obviously we knew you didn't believe in Christ. But, you know, so these people are, like, controlled. You know, what it comes down to when we look at normies. Now, there's normies on the right and there's normies on the left. Yes, like 100%. Like, I see it both ways. You know, didn't always see it both ways because, you know, the reason why we didn't see it both ways is because when we came into this political shit in 2020, it's like everybody was opposing masks. Everybody was opposing vaccines. Everybody was opposing Dr. Fauci. Everybody was opposing, you know, tests. You know, the COVID tyranny, the COVID lockdowns. Everybody was universal on their fucking, you know, opposition to the government, like the overriding of the government, especially out here in California. You know, so it's like it was all kind of like absolute. Okay, it's just like, okay, we all agree that these fucking government leaders are fucking doing some bullshit. You know, so, you know, and there were probably people in there that only did it because they saw people doing it. People are weak, bro. People are weak and they don't think for themselves. And this Israel thing has really exposed people on the right. Okay? Yeah, there was kind of like a narrative that, you know, normies only existed on the left because, you know, the current thing. You know, normies talk about Ukraine. Okay, they're going to get fucking triggered off that. But it happens on both ends. Both ends. And you know, like, as far as right-wing and conservative values, yeah, I stand by it, bro. I stand by conservative values. I stand by the things that conservatives are supposed to be about. However, you know, I am not going to sit here and shill for a fucking foreign country, number one. And number two, for a country that is solely responsible for the destruction of America. Okay? And, you know, when you see the way these people are on the right, the way, you know, when you bring up Israel, when you bring up Mossad, when you bring up all these fucking things, you know, when you bring up Epstein Island, when you bring up the LGBTQ, when you bring up the fucking devil worshiping that happens in the music and the movie business, when you bring up, I mean, shit, what the fuck do you oppose? If you oppose anything that's in the left-wing agenda, you are you're for Israel. Okay? I mean, it came out today, confirmed, George Soros, and this is something that I've talked about in the last couple days here, is I've said on multiple occasions that the protests that you're seeing around the country are Jewish-funded, and they are designed to make Israel look like the good guys. George Soros is funding these protests. It's been confirmed. People have come forward. They say George Soros is paying them. George Soros is a Jewish man. He's definitely part of the left. Okay. However, you got to understand what is going on. You know, too many people are just like so surface level, bro. And that's why I can't really fuck with these people. People who are surface level, people don't fucking think deeper than what is being presented to them. You know, these are the people that think Hamas is some sort of crazy organization, and you know, Israel is just so, it's just like so, like, how could you back terrorists? You know, that's the view from the normies. It's like, how could you stand with terrorists? You know, and not understanding that Hamas is Israel and Israel Hamas. You know, now they're saying that it's a conspiracy theory. Like, if you fucking say that TikTok wants to buy Israel, or TikTok, or Israel wants to ban TikTok, 100%. You know, Netanyahu is the fucking guy over there in Israel. You know, he's the one that fucking got on every fucking news media network this past week, and he talked about fucking TikTok, and he talked about how it promotes anti-Semitism, and we need to get rid of it. What are you talking about? These people are fucking retarded, bro. The same people that are telling you that it's a conspiracy theory that the Jews want to get rid of TikTok are the same people who tell you that 9/11 didn't was factually reported. Not only that, these are the same people that say there's a moon landing. There's the same people that say climate change is real. These are the same people that are saying that, I don't know, the Tower 7, you know, there's no way that the government would have fucking colluded with the Jews to do that. The Israeli dancers that, do you guys remember that woman that was interviewed on 9/11 and she was all happy? She was an Israeli? Yeah. So, you know, I just like, I think the main point, like, people need to understand about this whole Israel thing is Israel is the deep state, okay? It's the deep state. You know, these left-wing people have really disrupted the narrative. They've really disrupted the narrative. And what I mean by that is you got to understand that the, as far as the politicians go, maybe there's like a few on the left that you know, kind of like oppose the establishment's narrative, you know, whether it be Rashid Tlaib or, you know, AOC, or even though she's even come out and said the people that are, you know, doing the left-wing protesters are, you know, doing too much. But, you know, I mean, you know, Ilhan Omar, you know, these are like three of them that are like very, very pro-Palestine. But the overall mainstream stance is to back Israel. And all of these left-wing people that have taken over cities, college campuses, et cetera, have really disrupted their plan. You know, they wanted to do like a real smooth transition with this. You know, but the fact is there's been a lot of disruption. You know, when you have left-wing people holding signs up saying that Jeffrey Epstein was a fucking member of Mossad. Literally, yesterday, there was a ridiculous protest where they were desecrating the American flag, blending it with the Israel flag, and people were fucking getting in there on their high horse. You know, and, you know, there was literally someone at that protest, and they had a sign that said, you know, Jeffrey Epstein was, you know, a member of Mossad. Now, that's actually true. You know, matter of fact, Jeffrey Epstein has some fucking serious ties to Israel. You know, Alan Dershowitz is a well-known pedophile who people on the right, you know, he goes on Fox News all the time, and people kind of like, just like, you know, because, you know, when we look at what is presented in political world is, you know, the Jeffrey Epstein list, you know, when people on the right look at it, it's like all they care about is, you know, who's a left-wing person and who's a right-wing person. And the right-wing people, you know, I mean, there's not really a lot, you know, of people on the right that have been, but there probably is, you know, when we look at these actual, but, you know, a lot of people only care if Trump's on it. It's like, yo, well, like, what are you talking about? Like, are you for this or are you against this? And that's where we get into a lot of political controlling that happens on both sides. You know, I'm at this point, I'm a neutral side. I'm the slideshow. I am not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I am just a neutral person. I have conservative values, and, you know, I'm going to, you know, have those views, but nah, I mean, both sides are fucking retarded, bro. Especially the normies that don't look beyond what the news is saying or what the narrative is saying or what this group of people over here are saying. You know, it's just a lot of fucking group thinking. I'm not a group thinker, bro. I fucking form my own opinions. And that's the way I get down, man. I've always been like that. Slideshow season 20, episode fucking 71. How we living? How we living on the motherfucking slideshow? So, yeah, man, it's a wild one. You know, I saw a post yesterday that said, the only people that oppose Israel are far leftists and people on the far right. And that's absolutely correct. That's an absolute correct fucking statement right there. I guess I'm far right because I understand agendas, because I refuse to stand with any foreign country. You know, I mean, you know, the same people who talked about Ukraine, and we go back to the Ukraine-Israel, you know, comparison, is, you know, the same people that talked about being anti-war, being anti foreign country, anti, you know, sending money, you know, I respect people who understand agendas. I respect people who understand governments. I understand people, you know, most people don't, though. You know, I would say that a large amount of people are surface level. Large amount of people are just like, okay, if you're a conservative, you know, you're like looking to see what is Biden's thing for the moment, or what stupid shit is he saying? What shit is he stumbling on? You know, but yeah, I mean, there's no way I could ever support Israel. I mean, you know, I mean, just as someone who's a conservative, you know, I just. You know, I saw someone post something on Twitter yesterday, or should I say X, you know, and it said, you know, this guy said, you got to be the dumbest person to be a conservative and stand with Hamas. Now, first of all, Hamas is something that the government told you was a thing. It's actually ran by Israel and Israel. And so, you know, anytime someone uses that lingo, anytime someone uses that language, they're basically telling you they believe the news. When the news said that there was, and you know, there's no video. People have said, you know, people say, oh, I seen the video. You know, all these fucking people that are shilling for Israel. Oh, I just saw their video and it's just fucking crazy. What video? Okay? Because I saw universities, you know, there was a university in Gaza that got blown up a couple days ago. You know, saw that video. You know, as far as level, you know, as far as Gaza being leveled, oh, we saw those videos. We saw all those videos. And then, you know, people who are supporting Israel, they say, oh, those are just actors. You know, okay. You know, yeah. Those are just actors, you know. I mean, the thing about, like, videos of, you know, you just, a lot of times, you know, you got to take it, you know, as a free thinker, I don't look too deep into it because it could be anything. You know, a lot of people post things and, you know, people do editing and, you know, you never know, man. You know, AI is able to make fucking videos and shit. Like, I remember making videos and, like, these little apps where you can take a video off your camera roll and you can make an explosion, you know. You know, so it's like, you know, and we go back to what Wag the Dog. You know, the movie Wag the Dog that stars Dustin Hoffman and Robert De Niro, where they are basically Hollywood people, and they got hired on by the United States government. Now, it's obviously, you know, a fake movie, but, you know, this is what was talked about when the whole Ukraine thing happened. They say, oh, yeah, you know, this is like Wag the Dog. You know, because, you know, when we look at the footage that we've seen out of Ukraine, now, United States government has sent all this money, I think $250 billion total, I think that's what it's been up to. You know, and we don't, you know, these people in Ukraine are fucking having fun, bro. They're having fun. You don't even know. I've seen some of these shows. I've talked to certain people in the gym, you know, here in America. I go to the gym, by the way. I go to the gym. Yo, let's give it up for people who go and work out. You know, but there's all these types of people I've talked to, And they're from Ukraine. They go to Ukraine. They've been in Ukraine this whole time, this whole war. And they're like, bro, we don't even know a war is going on. So it's like, you know, like, what are you, like, what are we doing? You know, so what do you believe? What do you believe? Most people are just normies, you know, and that's the term. It's just normal people who just believe what this person said, or this group of people over here said, or the media. You know, the media is like a fucking hypnosis. You know, the way the media gets into people's fucking, you know, I mean, I go back to like posting about, you know, like just like fucking like things that are going on in the news. And you know, someone would hit me up, and on the DM, he'd be like, yo, dude, where did you get this news from? Like, can we get the mainstream media, like, confirmation? It's like, people talk about mainstream media like it's not credible. And then someone like me comes along, and I post, like, some shit. And then they're like, yo, where did you get this from? So, you know, it's wild to me, bro. The way the media has hypnotized people, the way people look for that verification. And, yeah, it's wild, bro. Slash Show Season 20, Episode 71, How We Living, bro. It's crazy out there right now, man. And it's a lot of protests and shit. And all of it is to make Israel look good. There's nothing that is going to change my mind on that, bro. Now, if it was a different foreign country, then we can probably assess it differently. But the reality is Israel wants that land that the Palestinians are on, and there's a lot of people that are on it. So they got to do whatever they got to do. They're going to push the propaganda. You know, there's a lot of these things that are popping up, and the government is in bed with Israel, bro. It's ugly, bro. So what do you believe? Do you believe the news? Do you not believe the news? If you don't believe the news, then none of it matters. Okay? The Hamas word doesn't matter. The whole idea, the whole argument gets thrown out the window if you don't believe the news. Now, if you believe the news, then you're right there lockstep with the establishment. You're going to be on the side of Israel, because that's what they want you to be. So you really got to ask yourself, what do you believe? Do you believe the news? Or do you don't believe the news? It's been interesting seeing people losing followers on a daily basis, bro. So Joe Biden goes on Howard Stern this morning. Did you guys see that? No? I think I talked about Howard Stern a couple days ago. You know, back in the 90s, you know, people loved that motherfucker, bro. I used to watch his show on E! You know, he used to have all these Anna Nicole Smith and Jenna Jameson type chicks on there. And we used to be watching that shit all the time, man. I was actually, you know, when I was coming out of high school and, you know, I started doing a slideshow, you know, after I stopped working in commercial radio and I just started doing my own thing. You know, there were people that would like listen to Howard Stern, and they would, you know, they would. Basically, their routine was they would listen to Howard Stern in the morning because he was in the mornings. And then, you know, they would watch my show or listen to the show because it wasn't on video back then. And, you know, I mean, I've always really respected people who are anti-establishment, anti-counter culture, you know, people that disrupt. That's why when I look at these left-wing people that are disrupting the establishment's plan, I kind of like laugh to myself, honestly, because, you know, I've never been about like normieism and following the crowd and just kind of just being yourself, bro. I think that's true art. That is true art, is to really just be yourself. And to, if that offends people, so be it. You know, when we look at Howard Stern, He's definitely what he always despised. Now, he always despised Don Imus. You know, he always talked about Don Imus and, you know, and he's turned into Don Imus. You know, back in the 90s, you know, people used to love Howard Stern, bro. You know, he was an anti-establishment guy. Anyone who's ever been anti-establishment, I've probably at some point have, you know, liked what they do. You know, back when Eminem was doing, you know, when he was going against the agenda, you know, you got to understand, you know, these people are like, get no respect. You know, you don't get respect by selling out. Eminem, Limp Bizkit, you know, Limp Bizkit. You know, when Limp Bizkit did their Woodstock 99, that was probably one of the best, probably Limp Bizkit moments ever. You know, all these people, you know, because, you know, and I understand, like, Eminem probably wasn't a Republican, you know, but it goes deeper than, and, you know, Howard Stern probably wasn't. I think Howard Stern ran for office, like, years ago, and I think he ran as a libertarian. You know, political labels, political parties, like, ooh, I'm a Republican, or ooh, I'm a Democrat, that's really irrelevant to your energy. You know, like, it really is. Like, and anyone who fucking, like, aligns with that shit is this a normie. You know, like, it's really your energy, bro. Because I could give you people who just do not give a fuck. There's a lot of people who, I guess, would align with, like, Democrats or whatever. But when we look at Howard Stern in the 90s, and he sold out. And there's no, like, there's no way around it. I watched this whole documentary on him on YouTube, like, a couple months ago. And this dude was just breaking down each fucking move that was going down on, you know, with Howard Stern. You know, it was around the time when he started doing the America, remember he did that show America's Got Talent? You know, where he was on there with Howie Mandel and all those people, and he had to be fucking politically correct. It's one of the worst things that ever happened to fucking America was political correctness. That is the birth. That is what was the starting point to wokeism. Transgenderism, you know, offended culture, you know, taking these woke, you know, all this shit, bro. But I'm going to tell you right now, man, in the 90s, you know, I thought he was the shit. I thought he was the guy. They used to call me the hip-hop Howard Stern. They used to call me back in the day because, I mean, I never had porn stars on my show, but, you know, just anti-establishment. And you know what? To this day, for people 20 years of the side show, I never switched up, bro. Never switched up. I definitely had some troll moments where I did some shit that I think I really pissed people off, you know. But I mean, I've never sold out. Definitely had an opportunity a few times where people came to me and they was like, "Yo, we want to give you this amount of money for your show, for your website. We're gonna run it. We're gonna run the day to day, and you could just do the show." And I was just like, you know what I mean, like, you know. But yeah, I mean, Howard Stern sold out, bro. Sold the fuck out. He was the guy that did not give a fuck. He used to have all these fucking characters, the people that used to come on his show, like the Beetlejuice, and, you know, Eric the Retard, and, you know, like all those guys that used to come on, and he just did not give a fuck, bro. And that was the old Howard Stern, and now he just chills to the establishment. He had Biden on today, and, you know, he's just doing what the establishment asks him to do. And Eminem is another one. Limp Bizkit, you know, I heard him a while ago, and you know, you see all these rock stars, you see all these fucking people who used to be against the establishment. When we talk about used to rage against the machine, now you are the machine. I don't give a fuck what it is, whether you're a rapper, whether you're an actor, whether you're a celebrity, whether anyone who's in the creative space, anyone who sells their soul, anyone who sells their product, anyone who sells out to appease people that really don't give a fuck about you. You, no respect, bro. Eminem, another one of them, bro. People say Eminem, oh, Eminem, you know, he was on drugs, he was doing all this crazy shit. I don't know what the fucking situation is, but I know, here's what I do know about Eminem, okay, is when he came out with that movie 8 Mile, which was a good movie, rest in peace, Brittany Murphy, you know, when he came out with 8 Mile, and it was like, you know, when he got that Grammy, you know, the entire LGBTQ movement, it wasn't LGBTQ at that point, it was just LGP or whatever it was. You know, they had organizations that wanted to silence him because they did not like his message. You know, and what's the song on Kill You? Hate Fags, the answer's yes. You know, but that's what it's about, though. That's what I'm about. You know, that's what I'm about. Opposing the establishment, opposing mainstream thoughts, opposing what's accepted in society. Those are the people that make history. People like Elvis. Elvis was fucking offensive as fuck to people in his day. And you know what? I'll even say Bob Dylan, too. I watched a Bob Dylan documentary. It's a great one. It's called No Direction Home. And, you know, it's done by Scorsese. You can't fucking hate on Scorsese. Like, who's hating on Scorsese at any point in your life? Yeah. Anti-establishment. I don't give a fuck, bro. Those are the people that make history, bro. Is the people, you know, no one gives a fuck about what Eminem has to say now. No one gives a fuck about Howard Stern now. Look at the people that are fucking opposing the establishment. And you know what? And that's really, like, when I look at Trump and I look at what's going on the right and the left, you know, if we were to play that game, you know, I mean, a lot of what is promoted on the right wing, you know, when we look at right-wing extremists, as they say in the media, you know, these are anti-establishment, bro. This is anti-establishment. You know, I am aligned with my message that I've always had, where it was like, okay, when we talked about political views and we talked about, okay, so in 2020, you know, 2020 was like, that was it. Because, like, I wasn't thinking about, like, oh, well, Republicans are, like, against masks, so I'm just going to, like, have that view, you know? But you don't want to ever, like, here's what you don't want to do. And this is something that with the Israel thing, was just so easy. Like, it wasn't anything I even had to think about. They say, oh yeah, October 7th, a bunch of fucking gliders, like, hit this rave party, and we're supposed to, like, back Israel now. And I'm like, no? But here's the thing about things that change and things that stay the same. Things that change are political narratives. The things that change are political narratives. Okay, you're going to always know this, that the political narratives will change. You know, the view on abortion with Republicans are changing with their view on abortion. Now, there are every Republican, whether it be Mike Johnson, Donald Trump, you know, all these Mike Pence, you know, all these fucking, like, Greg Abbott types. You know, you ask them in a fucking public space, what do you think about this? Oh, well, you know, we got to make exceptions, rape, incest, oh, boop, 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 boop. You know, the view is always going to change. The political party view on something, okay? Because, you know, if you look at old videos of Biden, like, from years ago, like, I'm talking about when he was a young guy, you know, he had different views, bro. Matter of fact, you know, a lot of people in the Republican right, you know, what they say is based. Oh, that dude's based. Oh, sly, bro. He was talking about the Jews. Based. You know, a lot of what Biden was saying years ago was based, bro. You're talking about, you know, when we look at Democrats and liberals, right, in 2024, you know, they're all like soft on crime. Look at Adam Schiff. You know, Adam Schiff got, he did a, I think he was speaking at some sort of engagement yesterday. And he gets all of his shit stolen. And this guy was running for Senate, bro. He's going to get Steve Garvey in California Senate. You know, I mean, real piece of shit, though. You know, like, real piece of shit. And he gets all of his shit stolen, bro.
Yeah.
You know, the thing about it is political party narratives will change. Which is why, when a political party's narrative, which is why you need to think for yourself, okay? Because if you don't, you're just going to look like a fucking normie. Israel's stance right now, the mainstream stance, is for Republicans to back Israel. They don't think for themselves. They don't know about agendas. They don't know about Epstein Island. They don't know about the music business. They don't know about the media. They don't know about the movie business. They don't know about mass migration and the white replacement theory. They don't know any of this shit. All they're doing, Republicans, that are saying, oh, Israel is our biggest ally, they're just following their political party's narrative. That's it. There's no free thinking going on, bro. There's none. And if you come across someone like myself or another person who says, okay, well, yeah, we're not going to back Israel because, you know, Israel is kind of like involved in like hellish shit that we already oppose, you know, that's how you, bro, if you are free thinking the situation, you are a free thinker and you need to be applauded. You need to be celebrated, okay? Because the reality is this, people, political party narratives will always change, and they only change when it benefits the person who wants to get elected. That's it. Give you an example of a political party's narrative changing in a short amount of time. Back before when Trump was running for office, there was this movement very similar to what's going on in the ceasefire protests. Very similar. Damn near the same people. Well, there was a movement called Occupy Wall Street. You guys remember that? Well, check it out. Here's where people would fucking get so lost in following political party narratives. Now, you got to understand there is no right, there is no left. All right, you need to understand that, bro. Like people are fucking retarded, bro. Like, oh, well, we're Republicans. We're conservatives, so we need to stand with Israel. None of that shit matters, bro, to the ruling class. Bro, when Tucker Carlson interviewed Putin, do you realize, like, the foreign leaders don't, like, view America the way people in America view America. See, people in America, if you're on the right, you're like, oh, Trump is the guy, bro. Trump is the guy. He's like the fucking guy. And he is like, you know, all of our leaders fear. They don't view Trump, Biden as Republicans, Democrats. They just view it. That's the guy in America. When Tucker Carlson interviewed, when he interviewed Putin, you know, he talked about Biden, he talked about Obama, he talked about Bush Sr., he talked about Bush Jr., he talked about Trump. He views them all the same, okay? See, too many people in America are just so, like, sucked into this right-left here. But let me tell you right now, bro. Back before there was, you know, Trump running for office, I'm going to tell you the narrative on Big Pharma, okay? The Big Pharma narrative before Trump was in office The left-wing Big Pharma narrative was to reject Big Pharma. Go back to those Occupy Wall Street fucking protests. These were leftists. And this is why you don't want to fucking go off of political party narratives. Because leftists, I'm talking degenerate leftists, people who think climate change is real, people who push for abortions, people who fucking want to take your guns away, people who are leftists, their view was Big Pharma is the enemy. Big banks, Big Pharma. That was a lot of what the Occupy Wall Street was about. It was big banks, Big Pharma. That was the left wing Occupy Wall Street's stance. Now, if you're going to follow political party narratives, if I'm someone on the right, and I look at those people, and all I do is follow political party narratives, I'm going to say to them, oh, you know what? Fuck that shit, bro. Give me a vaccine. Because that's all people are doing. All they're doing is they're looking at what people on the left are doing. They're like, oh, okay, they're supporting Israel? Oh, okay. Or, yeah, they're supporting Palestine? Oh, okay, yeah, we support Israel, bro. Yeah, we're so right-wing and shit. Yeah, and you don't want to know how many people look like fucking idiots to me, bro. I really don't give a fuck about anybody that's in, like, conservative spaces or, you know, left-wing spaces. I have my views. I think for myself. I do research. I look at things. I look at what people are doing. I look at agendas. I look at, follow the money, bitch. Yeah. That's why you can't do it, bro. That's why you can't. You got to think for yourself, bro. You know, and any person who considers themselves like a free thinker on the right, you know, been opposing vaccines, been opposing masks, been opposing the establishment, you know, last 3 years. And if I could see that they're still fucking riding with, it's not even like what I want. It's not even what I want. All right. It's not even like, I'm not emotional in that because I'm a journalist at the same point. You know, I like to, I'm also like covering these things, but there is no, there is no, like, it's not an opinion. Like, I don't, like, hate Jewish people. Like, I don't fucking have, like, a fucking, like, deep-rooted, like, hate for these people. I hate agendas. And, you know, I mean, there's just so many people that are controlled, bro. When I see people, and if you can't tell me why you oppose something, you know, this goes back to, like, the whole Trump thing with normies. You know, left-wing normies, you know, this goes back to this really goes back to that. Because, you know, when you would ask people about, you know, when you see these people like James Klug, you know, he's like these on the street, you know, like these on the street guys that walk up to people like at like college campuses and shit. And, you know, like there was the Israeli or the anti-Israel girl that got asked this week. And, you know, people use it to their benefit. They use it to push their narrative. They use it to push it. And, you know, they asked her, they said, you know, what, why are you here? Why are you against Israel? And she's like, well, you know, I just don't know. And it's like, you know, that's normism, bro. That's normism 100%. And it happens on both sides. You know, so if you ask someone, like, why do you feel that Israel is our biggest ally? Why do you feel Israel is our biggest ally? Why? Ask a right winger that. Why is Israel our biggest ally? Oh, well, because, you know, like, it's biblical, bro. All right. You know, and you know, this is I mean, the same thing happens, like, with normies with Trump. You know, it's like, you know, like, oh, I hate him so much. You know, I hate him so fucking much, bro. You hate Trump. Can't stand him, bro. You're gonna vote, like, who are you gonna vote for in the election? Oh, not Trump. Why? Oh, because, man, like, he's like fucking like racist and shit. And, like, you know, I mean, look at him, man. You know, like, that's the normie shit, bro. That is why society is shit. Is because most people do not know what the fuck they're against. Yeah, people are controlled. And once again, trust me. Right-wingers equally annoy the shit out of me. My views are conservative. I believe in Christ. I believe what's in the Constitution. Okay? However, I'm not against, like, calling right-wing people out where they look stupid. You know? And, you know, it happens on both sides. Hey, if you're a free thinker, I applaud you. I celebrate you. All right? I don't drink alcohol, but if you do, go do that. If you do cocaine, go do that. If you smoke weed, go do that. We are all fucking individuals in this country. And you know what? People need to fucking just, like, literally just understand what you're against. Now, if someone came to me and they say, yo, so Sly, bro, you talk a lot of crazy shit about Israel. What exactly are you against? I'm against their influence in well, first of all, politicians. They got politicians in their pocket. And every agenda that I oppose, they are in control of. And, you know, I mean, you just go down the list. Media, LGBTQ, you know, the drag queen story hour, the indoctrination of children in schools. Randy Weingartner is the teachers union head. Anyone who opposes her, you're being anti-Semitic. You know, America has a Jewish problem. America has a Jewish problem. And it is not something that anybody out there who understands these things should ever go light on it. It's not one of those things you want to go light on. Because when you look at the destruction of America, the immigration problem, when you look at the LGBTQ shit, when you look at the shit in schools, when you look at the gun control problem, when you look at the anti-white rhetoric, when you look at the anti-Christian rhetoric, when you look at everything that's wrong in America, it goes back to the Jews. And these things are just too much for some certain people. Certain people are just like, yo, like, I don't know, man. It's like anti-Semitic. It's too much. I don't care. You know what? I don't really give a fuck. I've been doing my show for 20 years. You know, a lot of times I just be fucking around. But the last couple years, I got real serious. Those of you that fuck with it, understand. Those of you that don't, then you don't. Whatever. You know what? If you guys want to, if people want to be little sheep-ass fucking people, if you want to be little faggots of society, then go fucking watch, like, Charlie Kirk or Ben Shapiro or one of these motherfuckers that are just going to give you the surface level narrative, like, oh, Hamas is so evil, and oh my god, these people are at college campuses, and, you know, but the realities is the politicians are bought and paid. You know, there was a famous tweet that went out by the AIPAC, the American Israel, I forget what this stands for, you know, and they wrote, like, a famous tweet. They said, you know, all 40 of our, this is like an Israel lobby, basically what it is, you know, they said all 40 of our politicians won their elections. Israel policy is good policy. It's because they're all bought and paid, bro. The entire system is rigged. And the Jews are just running everything. But don't say that in a public place. do not say that the Jews run the world, because that's anti-Semitic. And Jews, what was it? The Jews run, are the reason why TikTok is being banned. That's also a conspiracy. And it's on its way of being anti-Semitic. Okay? The more you know, bro. The more you know. I'm like an old NBC fucking commercial. The more you know. All right, you guys have a wonderful weekend, Sly Show. Season 20, episode 71. We cleared 70 episodes on a year yesterday. Go to the website, theslyshow.com. We're on BitChute, we're on Rumble, we're on Telegram, we're on Gab, we're on X, we're on Facebook, we're on Instagram. All right? God bless everybody out there. I love you all. Peace out.